Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this maintenance committee meeting on Wednesday, the 20th of May. The first agenda item was to elect a chair, and then the second item was to elect a vice chair. As the current chair is on holiday, and the vice chair
shouldn't
be here, all we'll do tonight, if that's okay with everybody, is just elect a chair for this evening. So can I have a proposal, please, for somebody? Councillor Davey?
I'd like to propose Councillor Clark.
Can I propose Councillor Barnes as the ex-vice chair?
We've already discussed that. Now, Councillor Barnes doesn't want to stay into that tonight. That's all right. So can I second that? Councillor Clark, anyone else want to put the name forward for tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to show votes. Full vote, please.
Thank you.
So that's carried. Okay, so just for tonight, I'll take the meeting. Thank you. So MA001 to receive nominations and elect a chair for the maintenance committee. As stated, we will defer that to the next meeting. MA002, 26. To receive nominations and elect a vice chair of the maintenance committee. Again, we will defer this to the next meeting. So, and I'll just welcome Councillor Late, who's just sitting in and I believe wishes to join the maintenance committee. So we may have to change the numbers on the terms, but as an observer tonight, just to see.
I'll step down.
If you want to step down?
Wednesday nights are busy for me,
okay.
So if I can get away with one last thing.
Okay, that's fine, so if we can organise that, that'd be fine. So,
stay
in. No, you're not going anywhere now.
Tonight you could stay. Right, okay.
We're not going anywhere, but I am.
MA003 to receive approval. Apologies for absence. Can't think of receive any.
Yeah, apologies received from Councillor Kipriano and Conservation Warden Keith Rudd.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I have someone to set that? Councillor Kilmurray, seconded. Councillor Alexander, was in favour. And that is a full carry. Thank you. Right, moving on, MA004 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Have you received any?
No, received.
Does anybody want to disclose anything tonight while we're sitting here? No. Okay, we'll move on. MA005. 26-27 to approve the minutes of the maintenance committee meeting held on the 15th of April. Have you received any notifications, adjustments, requests or changes? If there's no one's got anything they wish to raise, can I have a proposal to accept those minutes, please? That's Councillor Davies, seconded Councillor Alexander, all those in favour. And that's a carry, so minutes are considered passed. Moving on, MA006, public participation. I can't see any legs underneath the screen, so there's no members of the public present. We will move on to MA007, finance matters, item A, to consider financial report on expenditure within the committee's remit. And within your packs, you will see that there is, as we are now starting to see on a regular basis, a comprehensive set of accounts which shows that we are in a very healthy position still. So unless anyone's got any questions on the accounts, one thing I will mention, if when we come to discuss item MA010 under allotments, if you could just have a quick look at the allotment amounts of money that are sitting in there, because we will be referring back to that. Okay, unless anyone's got any questions on the accounts, pass on to the RFO, I will move on swiftly to item B. It says to consider, so would you like us to vote on those or just take them as a note?
Sorry, it's just to receive.
Just to receive,
yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Item B, to consider approval of invoice from Rosper Play Safety for annual inspection of Clear Crescent and the Moor at a cost of £262 plus VAT. This is our regular inspections that we have to have done. So that we're in line and we are covered on insurance, etc. Unless anyone's got any questions, the full total is £314.40, which is inclusive of VAT, which we do recover. So unless anyone's got any questions, can I have a proposal to accept those, please? Councillor Kilmurray, seconded Councillor Barnes. All those in favour? That's a full carry. Moving on to item C, to consider approval of invoice from Shelford Heating for £475 plus VAT for heat pump services, as commented on under MA1602627B. The approved estimate was £300 plus VAT, so it's a slightly elevated cost overall, but necessary work we need to get done. So unless anyone has any questions, the full total will be £475 because we will claim that in VAT. Can I have a proposal to accept?
Question.
Councillor Gilmore.
Is the agenda item correct?
Sorry.
Should be 25-26.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Good spot. Thank you. Duly noted, Councillor Kilmurray's comment. unless there's anything else that Councillor Kilmurray wishes to pick up, if there's anything else...
I'll let you know as we go along.
I know you will. Can I have a proposal to accept the cost, please? That's Councillor Davey, seconded Councillor Kilmurray. All those in favour? Right, moving on to item D, to note... a recredit of £85.45 for the pest control equipment that did not arrive. The repurchase at alternative supplier at a cost of £114.46, which is under the amounts covered within the clerk's office. So let's just denote that. Item E, to consider approval to replace one litter bin at Vicarage Close, excuse me, and one dog waste bin at Stockbridge Meadows at a cost of £474.43 plus VAT. And you'll have pictures of the two bins in your pack.
Just following the bin audit, just going round over the next few years of replacing as many as we can, and that's the next one on the agenda.
Just upgrading the bins. We're doing away with some of the old bins as well, especially the stone ones. They're all being decommissioned. So we're just trying to make it a little bit more upmarket. Okay, anybody got any questions on this? Okay, could I have a proposal please to accept the cost of £474.43 plus VAT? Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Kilmurray, all those in favour, that is a full carry. So thank you for that. Right, moving on to conservation matters. To receive any other updates and consider any other actions. Is there anything else you wish to raise on finance?
No.
Okay. Moving on to item MA008-2627, conservation matters. Item A, to receive the EA monthly report, the East Anglia report for April 2026. It makes a good read. It tells us that we're in line with various things and the weather situations. If there's anything in there anybody wishes to raise, Councillor David.
I'd like some instructions how to read this, because there's some of the things I look at and think, what's that line mean? No. So if anybody has any clues.
It can make an interesting read. Monthly report has been received. I will pass to our conservation specialist. Is there anything you wish to raise with regard to this report?
Well, I don't see the EA report tells us anything we don't already know. But the river is in destructive flow, and we're not concerned at the moment that we're going to have any problems, but we don't know really. The source sometimes does dry out with its own fall. So I think from as far as that report is concerned, I just think we all struggle a bit sometimes with what it means. But just walk to the river and see how much slow down that's probably it. So the second item was regarding the successful relocation of 25 trout, good sizes, the wild trout from Mungovern and the Environment Agency. Yeah. Translocated on the 11th of May, very successfully, and only putting them in at the recreation field. And so last time when they did it, they put some in Mildred as well, they relocated into Mildred, but this time only into our stretch of the river because they seem to have taken quite well. So there have been sightings of the previous fish. So, hopefully this will be a success. I think they're far enough away. I think the problem in Melbourne was that the fish found their way back down river, but ours are far enough away that the land is far enough and they don't get the taste for the water to go. So, yeah, it's all very successful, and Rob is very pleased with it all. So, not really much more to say from that point of view.
And on to your report.
Yeah, as far as the river mill is concerned, well, it sort of crosses with Stockbridge as well. We went on a webinar that was there for the Great Cambridge Nature Strategy. For an hour to hear about. And the thing that we picked out for ourselves for the river was the fact that it would be good to look at how we can improve the diversity of plants along the riverbank for pollinators and for water voles and other things. So that's something I think that we'll be trying to look at and see what we need to do. It's a balance really, because if we open up the bank on the recreational side, we get an incredible influx of dogs and erosion of the banks. So it's sort of trying to keep a balance for everybody. So we're going to do sort of having a look at what we've got, what we can do, how we can improve that diversity, because it is a little bit sort of just all brambles and nettle really. Other than that, I don't think we picked up an awful lot as far as the river was concerned. We did the invertebrate study again, really good samples, of mayfly. So we're hoping for a good catch this year, which will be soon, particularly if the weather warms up. On a less positive side, one of our volunteers was bitten by a dog when he was walking down the path past the pavilion to meet up with myself and Les to do the invertebrate Kickstarter. I did report it to Abby because it was on your ground. I don't know why the dog took exception to him, he was only walking down, but fortunately he had waders on. So it's ruined his waders, but because it actually bit the material out. And the worrying part was the fact that he said to the owner that that dog should be on a lead, which he did, and then for some reason dropped the lead and the dog came back for another go. So I don't think, and I don't know what anybody can do about it, but I just think you ought to be aware that this has happened. He was very shaken because you don't really expect that to happen. I don't know whether he has reported it as an incident to the police. But,
no, I looked into us reporting. Unfortunately, we can't report it. So that's when I came back to that.
Yeah, he has reported. Yeah. So it's just an unfortunate incident, and I don't want to make a huge amount, but I think it needs to be known. Council.
Presumably the person didn't offer to pay for his waders.
No, well, she said apparently to him. We were at the other end of the field. I just thought he knew somebody. And she said to him, "My dog won't hurt you." And she said, "Well, it's just bitten a hole in my..." So, anyway, our insurance covers his waders.
Lucky it had waders on, wasn't it, really?
It was.
So there's going to be no cost for him?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, our insurance is going to cover
him. I was going to say, if that wasn't going to be covered, I think we would look to maybe subsidise it somehow.
Do we have a description of said dog, and in case we end up with further episodes involving the same?
I don't think it was just a small cream and brown dog. She had two dogs apparently, but I don't think he took on all that sort of information.
I do.
I think it was just
more insurance.
I mean, to just walk along the path, for some reason. I think the worrying bit was that he came back a second bite, really, that's a concern. I think, things happen, don't they? But so I don't want to make a big fuss about it. But on the other hand, I think we obviously are warming our volunteers to do a bit more care for it. I mean, most people, the dogs are fine. And there was other one I wanted for the reader was a request to, do you ever get materials that would be suitable to us to help us build the dead hedge? So, you know, as we go down the wooden path, we built a dead hedge along there. So it's hazel, it's anything that's a bit pliable that you can weave in to make a nice nature hedge. And there's nothing on our bit of land, really, that's suitable. And I just wondered if you were ever sort of doing any cutting back anywhere, if you could just sort of think if they were reasonable lengths we could use.
Sort of length you'd be looking at, really, because it's more than, we cut up the stuff to put in tun bags to,
yeah,
so we can transport it. But I mean, if you look for something to sort of weave in between fences and stuff.
Yeah, at least be a reasonable length, yeah. I mean, if we knew you've got
10 foot, 12 foot.
Yeah, we could perhaps work out how we can get it down there.
Yeah, you can never tell what we'll be cutting back, because obviously we only do sort of tied up, and we don't do mass cutting, but we do get sometimes that sort of stuff. But, yeah,
if you could just keep it in.
We will, yeah. Next time we have a cut, whatever we cut in, we'll have a look so it's suitable and long enough, really.
Yeah, and just let us know.
I was just going to say, is it okay if I reach out to the Shires and Hearts and Camps?
Yeah. If they could then put it in the old riverbed,
yeah,
that would be super, really.
James probably would come up with something.
Yeah.
I mean, the bits we'd get would probably just be a few bits which you wouldn't really make much of a fence out of.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you. So I think we agree that that's...
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So nothing else to report on that. Okay, thank you for that. Moving on to MA 009-2627, Stockbridge Meadows, to receive a report from the Stockbridge Meadows Volunteers and Conservation Ward.
He's not here.
He's busy on the beach.
So,
have you got anything you'd like to?
Yes, I would.
Off you go. The floor is yours.
Yeah.
Les and I met with Ruth Hawksley from Wildlife Trust and Rob McGovern with his Wildlife Trust panel at Stockbridge a little while ago, and they were looking at. They're putting in a bid for, there's a big fund for Cambridge Water Company. They've got a 5-year plan, and there's a lot of money in this for game wildlife and, you know, improving whatever. So we walked the whole Stockbridge, because obviously it's very dear to Rob's heart, and he was very pleased with the way things were going there. But what we talked about was having the reed beds stripped back properly again. So the reed beds are gone by the boardwalk there. They were made a long time ago, and trying to keep them open is a real problem. So he was thinking in terms of asking them to, which would mean heavy sort of vehicles like diggers coming in, stripping them the back and taking the reeds off. And I thought, well, it's all very well you do that, but then we have to try and maintain it. So I was sort of putting a little plea to, could there be some maintenance part of this that's perhaps every so many years that it's done. But anyway, so that's what he would like to do, put it a bit to see the reed beds stripped back properly again, and whether it will get any money put towards it.
Is there an indication of cost for something like that?
Well, that's what he's gone off to.
Yeah, he's gone off to find.
Yeah, he reckons that to the maintenance side would be a couple of thousand, you know, because it's obviously not such a big job, is it, but the initial will be. But that's what he and Bruce have gone off to sort of put the bid together. So they're going along the rivers, they're doing Hofferbrook, a lot of the different ones, putting in ideas for the bids with this money, but apparently it's quite a big pot of money. So if we can get some, I think that would be.
And you'd like us to potentially sort of every 2 to 3 years
Yeah, certainly.
Going. So it's something we can consider when we come to precepting, or we can put that in as a request for precepting.
Because he's very good at coming up with the ideas. You'll
hear this guy's name a lot, Rob McGovern. Trout Trust, isn't it?
Wild Trout Trust.
Yeah. And what he doesn't know isn't worth knowing. You know, I mean, it's just, he knows everything, and he's very, very conscious of, he's very, been very, very supportive of us over the years, isn't he?
He is, and he...
So I'm just filling in.
He was the ecology officer at the council. So he developed Stockbridge Meadows with the developer. It's his plan, that's his baby. So, yeah, he's... And he's ever so supportive.
Oh,
he really is good to us, really. So it would be a question of, yeah, because I said to him, we really have got to build some maintenance into this. I mean, they were wonderful when they were opened up originally. But it was amazing how much water's in those weed bits. Good job he was wearing rain. So I think other than that for Stockbridge, it's just a question of ticking over, really, and it's looking good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I think that's something we'll work up for precepting, and we can accept, you know, you'll know sort of costings and that sort of thing near the time, in October, November time, so then we can actually factor that into our precepting requests.
Lovely, thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Anything else on Stockbridge? Is there anything else? Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Graham.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the evening.
You enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. See you next time.
Yeah, thank you.
Moving on, MA010, 2627, Allotment Matters, Item 8. We'll see a report from the Allotment Association. Interesting.
Let's start with this photograph, shall we?
Yeah.
This is plot 26A, which is the one at the far end of the allotment plot. The previous owner left in February time, but has left it in rather a state, and the new owner has taken it on, sort of having a bit of difficulty clearing it. So really is wondering whether there's any help that the council could give to help them clear it, perhaps a contractor to remove some of the waste. The current new tenant has actually done quite well at bringing it to this end of the plot, but they don't have a car, and she's got a young baby, so she's struggling a little bit to move it.
So are you looking for a mini skip?
That would be one potential. Yeah.
Would other allotment holders help her just fill it up?
That would work, or a contractor who's got a vehicle that they could load it into. I think if you put a mini skip on, then other people might put stuff in.
Okay.
But if it was done on the day, perhaps with a mini skip, and the contractor turns up with a mini skip, fills it up, and takes it away on the day, then that would work.
I'm not sure whether the skip deliverers actually engage directly.
No, I think more of a contractor who
comes. Parts and cams or something.
You've got to take it somewhere, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah.
And you've got somebody you could be trustworthy to, if you're not dumping down this high street a bit further down, so you've got to be proper well, you know, properly done.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll ask them to pick it up for things, but they have to pay you to dispose of it, don't they?
It's lots of mixed stuff.
There's wood, there's plastic, there's wire.
So you're not talking about just coming and putting it into one container in the... that's going to go across multiple different containers if you take it down the dump?
Yes, I think that you did it that way. Yeah. In the skip, I think you could
put it... That picture next door, was that the same plot then?
It's the one plot, yes.
So you want all that taken out as well?
No, the cage is going to stay.
Okay.
That's at the far end of the plot from the left-hand picture, it's at the far end.
Right.
But inside the cage is an awful lot of plastic on the ground that needs clearing up. But I think the new owner could clear that into bags and then get that disposed of.
Would, it's a bit of an ask, because obviously trying to get a contractor in there with a truck, you know, we've got a couple of contractors, I don't know whether they'd be interested in doing that, because then they've got to take it, sift it, and it's probably going to be better with a skip if that could be coordinated, and there's a couple of people down there to help the person just load it up.
Yeah.
As the skip's delivered, there's a couple of allotment holders there to,
mm-hmm.
if we covered the cost of the skip, yeah. that's assuming that council approves that.
Yeah. So I think the association could certainly help with that, and obviously the tenant help as well.
Mm.
So if the council would be able to...
It's a time and then to get everybody together at the same time. Is,
yeah. Well, you know, leaving it to you to order when you've got people there and...
Yeah, okay, well that would work.
I think, because I was saying, just looking at the allocations of funding, we have got unplanned maintenance, so we've got enough in the pot if we wanted to go this route. To pay for a skip. Councillor Kilmarnock.
Can I ask the clerk to remind us what's in the lease and about leaving it in a mess and what we can try and charge back?
I believe the previous block holder of 26A was unwell for a period of time, yeah. I believe, from what Alex has said. So it was a culmination of not wanting to give up the plot and then giving up the plot and it being in a slight state. We've been extremely lucky previously that new plot holders tend to take them on and are able to clear them and able to move the waste on. So this is the first time really we've mm-hmm. had a situation where they don't have the vehicle and they're unable to clear themselves.
I should say that this, you know, this one is
issue matter because of the medical situation.
This one is particularly bad, and in fact Alex had written to the previous plot owner 3 or 4 times asking them to clear it. And they really haven't done it, even when they were using the plot.
Mm.
So in terms of the agreement, it does say that if the plot is left in a mess, then the council can charge them to clear it. But whether they could actually, in practice, do that, I don't know.
Would you be able to, would there be any financial... You don't end up taking a plot holder to court for £200 or £300. It's just not... I don't know, it's really up to council what they think.
Has anybody else been dumping on the site because they thought it was untidy?
No, I don't think Alex and I have seen it over the past several years and no one else has added anything. So it seems this person was a collector of the last.
Is it readily accessible via you can get a skip reasonably close?
Yes, right on the end because it's one of the A plots. So
oh, right.
To the road,
okay,
the
fine. Yeah.
I think. Well, if I've got a proposal forward, then it's up to council what they think. If we say that we will cover the cost of a, it looks like a mini skip, it's not a big one, is it?
No.
We cover the cost of a mini skip if you direct it and organise, and then if you could get helpers to sort of help load it up with this lady in question. I don't think it's practical to try and ask Hearts and Cams to come down with a truck because they're going to have to split it all up and they'll have to pay an extra fee when they go into the tips. If they go in with a named lorry, they're going to get charged. So I think the best solution would be to, we will pay for the cost of a mini skip if you just re-invoice us or bill us.
Okay.
And then if you could get a couple of good willing people to help the lady.
Yeah. Okay,
if that's okay. That's subject to being voted. Sorry, Councillor David.
Do we have to ask them to get more than one quote?
No.
Are you sure?
Not for a small skip.
Ideally, if
you want to go for.
Ideally, or we could get some quotes and share them with you and
okay.
see what they are. I'd rather a quote. That's okay.
Okay, is that all right?
I'll share the quote.
Yes, please.
Okay, okay. So the recommendation is that we'll get some quotes, share them with Chris. And then allow Chris to do the ordering, etc. etc. Can I propose to accept that? It's Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor David. Those in favour, and that's a 4-pound. Okay, so is that alright, Chris?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm sure that's great.
Really
appreciate that.
I'll say, it's we're not setting a precedent there, though.
No.
So I think other tenants need to be alerted to the fact that this was a very good gesture and is unlikely to happen again. So don't think you can walk away from your. Yes, sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, moving on.
To me.
So, the last time we noted that there were 6 plots that were unworked, and Alex wrote those 6 plot holders. That number's now come down to 4 from the latest inspection, so it's been an improvement.
Okay.
And of those 4, actually 3 we found out are due to illness, so it's not so bad at the moment. So, there's only 1 really that is unworked that Alex will follow up. There were 5 plots that were partially weedy, only partially worked, so we'll keep an eye on those in the usual way. so that's fine. Majority of the plots, as always, are pretty good, and season is sort of getting going now. So apart from a very heavy frost that we had recently that killed a lot of potatoes and all sorts of stuff, it's going pretty well. We did have one incident where three young lads came onto the plot, onto the site, said they were looking for the Premier Inn, the Premier shop. They're obviously miles away from where they should be. It looked like they were maybe out to cause a bit of trouble, but they were escorted off the site by one of the plot holders. And another plot holder also saw them, did report it to the police. She happened to see some police when she was walking home. So the police said they would do some, a little bit more patrols around that area. So, that's just one. The only other thing I think was the path levelling quotes.
For Lee Nuggets is meeting with the contractor to just go through the final, to make sure they know what they're doing. Yes. So okay. To bring that to the next one.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chris. Moving on to item B, to receive an update on planning application associated with the grant awards to the Allotment Association. Okay.
Yes, so it went to full council, as I guess you're aware, last month, and they agreed that the council would act as the applicant, and that the Allotment Association will be the agent. So I'll continue writing the planning application. Once it's been agreed with the council, then we'll submit it in the council's name effectively, so they'll be applying for planning permission. And also it was agreed that the council will pay the fee for the planning permission as they get a reduction on that. I guess that's coming from the full council budget rather than maintenance workers. So that was, I think, the two main changes. So the changes that I've now made on the planning portal was really just to update it so that it's Alex's name is on there as the person representing the council. So that's that bit. What I think we do need to agree is how to pay the fee now that the council are going to pay it. And I think there is a methodology where I can nominate, when I submit it, I can nominate another person to pay the fee. So would that work? Is the best way to do it?
Yeah.
And then it can be paid by transfer or credit card, usual method. Okay. So I think really we're pretty much ready to submit, just needs a little bit of tweaking from my part, and I'll submit it.
Okay.
I guess, do we need to bring it back at all? Can I submit it?
The planning application is as standard as we've reviewed before. It was only the name we were worried about.
It was really, so, yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And that fits with the grant application.
Yeah. So in the next few days then I'll submit that. Okay. And you should get an email then to pay the fee. And once the fee is paid, it then should go to the planning permission proper. Whoever needs to see. I think that was everything on that, on the plan.
And then we go item C. Consider the recommendation of approval of method of works agreement to the allotment project. That's quite a tiny document.
Yeah, so I've only seen this today, so quite a big document, quite a long document. I've skim read it really. I think the majority of it makes sense. It is quite long, complicated in some ways, but. I guess it's necessary.
If I just fill you in, I asked Alex to look into a some sort of formal agreement of the works, just because we're entering into an agreement basically to allow you to do works to the land that we own.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing that I've pulled out of it that I still think needs quite a bit of work is the ongoing maintenance and ownership of the final product. So once the work's done, everything else is very standard, just saying that you'll take responsibility for the suppliers and those sorts of things. So it's mainly that's what we're looking at. The bit I was really interested in is section 12, which is completion, ownership and maintenance and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that's the area where council are slightly exposed in. We need to make sure there's an agreement in place as to who maintains the toilet, especially going forward. So the fence, I feel, becomes part of the land and part of the allotments as a whole. we need to make sure that council are aware whether we're taking on the maintenance fees for the toilet going forward, and whether, if it were to be irreparably damaged or anything, whether we're replacing it, how it's going to be insured, things like that. So I just think it'd be prudent if council had a think about a method of works agreement to go alongside the work. It won't stop the planning application going forward.
No.
This can come in place when the works start. And then when we get to the point of time when there's things on there, we'll do a lease agreement for the toilet, I would imagine, not for the fence, because that is part
of it. A lease agreement. Because I think at the moment it's saying that the council would become the property of the council, is the way it's worded at the moment.
It is, yeah. I'm still questioning that with Alice, because I'm not 100% sure if that's the way council wish to go, because as soon as it becomes our property, it also becomes our liability. Mm. So it's how we want to work that, whether that needs to be leased to the allotment association or whether we take that on and we take those and cross on with us. Mm. I think it's an improvement of the site, so I don't see why not. We just need to be really careful that we've thought about it and got something in mind.
I mean, the next council meeting.
Hopefully, if Alex has got to that point, yeah.
If you feel comfortable with that one.
Yeah.
If Alex has got through it, we will raise that at the next full council meeting and discuss that point, and then let you see it come back to the next maintenance. Yeah.
But it doesn't stop you proceeding.
No.
So just if, sorry, Chair,
yeah, sure.
If anyone wants to have a look and pick it apart and have a think about it, then please bring it back.
Do we have any other similar situations of assets that are kind of like that?
No, because all the land that we own, and we own the building as well, so it's whether we go down that route and we take on ownership as soon as completion is
taken. Because then we take that. The allotment association made a different situation, really.
Yes, yeah, new for us. Yeah. It's quite similar to the scout hut going up on the old road.
Yeah.
And for that, we're working on a lease with the lawyers so that we lease the land to them, they build the building, and then when they walk away, that becomes our property. You know, we're writing all of that in, and I just think we need to be prudent and do the same.
I suppose there's possibly more maintenance with the toilet than there is just a storage.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's maintenance of two different types, really. So there's emptying the toilet, probably on an annual basis, because it composts away, it doesn't really fill up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two composting bins, essentially. So one is empty when you start. Once the first one is full, you put the empty one in the space, and then the other one stays for another year or so composting. So there's not very much on a regular, ongoing maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the building itself might need occasional painting or something like that to keep it up to standard.
Yeah.
So there will be occasional maintenance up to the building rather than the toilet, if you have functionality.
So there's plenty of time to...
Yeah.
I think it does make sense. I think Clark is absolutely right that, you know, we need to try and be consistent across what council does anyway with things.
Mm-hmm.
So this will come up at council meeting, people will have an opportunity to discuss, and then opinions, and then we'll come back and confirm the approach that we want to take.
Yeah, okay. So at some point, I guess I'll need to sign it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know at what point that would be before we
you can trust us and just sign it now.
I'll think about that.
You've watched MASH, haven't you, Rainer, all right? Just sign that. Okay. Yeah, no, we'll come back and obviously, depending upon what the lawyer's thinking, the rest of council. Okay. Anything else, Chris?
No, that's it for me.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks
for coming tonight. And we'll be in touch with you about the skip.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good rest of the evening. Right, moving on, folks. MA011-2627, Governance Matters, to receive the weekly inspection reports and consider any necessary actions. Item A. Everything's tickety-boo. And moving on to item B, to consider any updates on damage, vandalism and ASAB in the parish. Well, it speaks for itself. We are seeing an escalation of vandalism. Not sure where it's coming from and who it's coming from. There was a meeting with PSG this afternoon where this was discussed at great length. PCSO was there as well. And we have discussed this at full council. But I don't know, is anything you want to add at this stage, Clark?
No, it was just to note that I've changed the reporting style slightly, added some categories so that we can report differently, so that we can build up a bit better picture about what's happening and where it's happening. And hopefully, I'll, going forward, I can report in more of a dashboard style, so we can see if there's any patterns that we can notice of time of year or anything along those lines. But it's just to note also that this is now going to be provided to the PCSO. When I bring it to maintenance in the month, I'll also provide it to the PCSO just so that they can compare against the amount of crime and social behaviour that's being reported and what we're actually seeing, because we're seeing a real disconnect between the amount of things that are reported officially and therefore allocated to our area, and what we're actually seeing or hearing is quite different. So we need to make sure that we're encouraging as many people as possible to report through the official channels, just so that we can, they can have a clear picture and we can get the right resource for our area, because currently we sit so low on the risk register for them that we hardly get any cover. So if we can build that up a bit through reporting through the right channels, then we'll be better.
We do have quarterly meetings with the police, and at the next one, this will be raised as a specific. As Clark said, we do show pretty low on the radar because of the way it's not being reported. But there will be some comments going through. Do you want to mention what you were talking about, putting a table or something on the Facebook, on the website, to say please ring?
Oh yeah, we'll be doing some outreach.
This is something that Clark mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we'll be doing some outreach just to tell people where to go to report, just to simplify it as much as possible. They're not nice forms to fill in, they're clunky and they take a long time, but if we can encourage people to report, then it is better.
Unfortunately, the Facebook is not helpful in the way it's being used. And it's pointing fingers at people that might not necessarily be involved as well, which doesn't help. That's always difficult. Okay, right, moving on. Item C, anything else on governance?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Clark, for that earlier. MA012, 2627, correspondence to receive, any updates and consider any actions. Is there any additional correspondence?
Nothing.
Thank you. MA013, 2627, outstanding maintenance issues, to consider the status of the job spreadsheet.
External, we just have various highways, but you'll notice today the yellow paint's been out in absolute cans.
I think they've just been throwing it around.
Fingers crossed.
A lot of roads are going to be closed soon.
The new budget might mean we're going to see something, I'm not sure. An ongoing issue is with the ground anchors, but that comes up later in the agenda, so we'll leave that one. And there, the wardens have reported again, which they had already reported, and it's not Bockeridge, it's Vicarage. There's some footpath signs are missing, which I've requested replacement from the public roadway officer so that we can replace those. The interims bridge is practically non-existent because the gentlemen are keeping up with all the jobs rather efficiently. We have got quite a few reports in about overgrown pathways and affecting highways and things. One of the wardens did go out for me today and take some back on a very precarious corner because it caused a couple of incidents that I may have been involved in. So that's been sorted today, but there are others along that high street which are really starting to kind of affect. So we'll be bringing those up with people.
Okay.
It would be nice if we could see the pavements on Royston Road.
Again, yes, that's at a high level now with County Council substantially, because we've kind of run out of ways to go with that.
Yeah, well, it's practically disappeared.
Dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Okay, thank you very much to the wardens.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure you.
Okay, MA014-2647, new maintenance issues to consider, maintenance issues arising since the last meeting. Is there anything else that we need to raise?
Nothing from me. Is there anything from Steve?
Anything from Steve? Anything new maintenance? Sorry, Councillor Davey?
Not really.
I've noticed, actually, in the environs of the hub, there's no vaping, no smoking signs are virtually legible now, and I think they need replacing. I don't know whether that's
a hub responsibility.
I did wonder, yeah. Okay. Can we bring that to the attention of
the management group?
Sorry. But I've noticed it a couple of weeks ago, and they came round tonight again, they're getting very faded.
Okay. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, we've got signs in the play areas which do need replacing, which we've been on about for some time now. In the mall, as you go into the back, it's a big sign there, so if you can't see, you can't read it. And also, Clear Crescent signs there saying, you know, either want to be removed or replaced, which, you know, I've took pictures many a times, but that seemed to get done anyway.
Can we get those costed up, please?
And we did look into it previously, and I think I had to look into it further, but I believe we couldn't put on the sign what was on there because we were alienating people or something. Something came back from Rossborough about how we couldn't say under a certain age or something. I can't remember. I'll find out the details.
Yeah, it says for under 12-year-olds, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'll find out.
There are other signs
here
that are going a bit faint as
well. Right? Well, either to remove them or replace them. Yeah. One way or the other.
Maybe we could do an inventory of what needs to be dealt with. And we might be able to do some, and others will, as you say, it's under the 12s or whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't remember what issue.
I don't think there's anything with height, is there? There's not a height restriction.
No.
It's just an age one.
Yeah.
I think that might be the problem. Okay. So, Councillor David.
The one on the gap between the new rec and the school playing field relating to golf could do with a real good clean-up. I don't know whether it'd be dead legible or not. Have you seen the one that says the word prohibited is virtually illegible? So that, I don't know whether it's just, you know, a bit of soap and water might help that one. But it might not.
I just add that to the list of...
Well, I did see a guy sort of knocking a ball about, and I was looking, I thought, well, I can't see any sign saying no golf. Not saying he was going, yeah, but he was just chipping the ball.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, is that really there? Did see any sign saying it wasn't, so...
There is a sign.
So okay. That's between the college.
The college ground and the new rec. The biggest gap.
Yeah.
It's on the right, by the dog poop in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but if it's got to have one, shouldn't it be on also... The entrance come through Little Hand, should they not have a sign there saying no?
Probably.
Golf? You know, there's no good one in the middle of the field that we're all in between.
Yeah.
So if you're going to come up with that, have one on
both sides.
Well, yeah, to let people know there's no golf, you know, see why, but obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew the chap anyway, I thought, well, I can't turn him off or say anything to him because. I wasn't aware of the sign there's no golfing on it. He had his dog and all that, but he's still. Swinging the club and nicking in the ball.
Yeah, he should be doing that. It is dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, if I can ask the club if we can incorporate that in the. Is there anything else to, on that?
Not really, mate. No, it's all been covered by stuff that's already brought up.
Right.
Stunt and bugs and pushed away and stuff like that. It's already on here.
Okay, moving on. Item MA015-2627, biodiversity. Item A, to update plans to propose memorial sensory garden at New York Cemetery.
It's just a quick update that Councillor Kipriani is working with the gentleman that looks after the memorial on High Street to come up with a plan for the New Road Cemetery garden, and that will come to council when it's near time. We're looking at grants or the like to fund that and just see what we can.
Okay, excellent. Item B, to receive any other updates, anything else on biodiversity?
No.
Moving on, MA016-2627, cemetery matters. Item A, to consider approval of quote to tidy path edges at New Road Cemetery. We've got a quote there from our main contractor, £490 plus VAT.
I believe this is every couple of years, which when we renew the maintenance contract, which will be in next year, we'll look at adding something that's a bit more ongoing.
Right, it needs to be done, so unless anyone's got any questions on it, can I have someone to propose this? Councillor Davies, seconded. Councillor Alexander, all those in favour? Councillor Paul Carroll, so we can go ahead. Thank you. Cemetery matters, exhibit and all the item B, to receive any other updates and consider any actions. Is there anything you've got?
Just to note that we need to empty the soil store and replace with some topsoil, which but we don't have a quote for it at the moment because we just need it done. It will be under delegation, hopefully, but I'll report back a fee when I can.
Okay, well, if it is urgent, then you can do it by email anyway if you did go above the limits.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on, item MA 017-2627, village maintenance matters. Item A, to note planting of tubs completed, with additional tub added to Vicarage Close bus stop. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we have any pickies?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to, but I didn't get
them. Have to walk 10 yards up the road and look.
They're starting. They've actually improved over the last couple of weeks. Oh, that's good. Yes. Keeping an eye on
them. Item B, to receive roster report for Clear Crescent Play Park. Quite a comprehensive report, this one. I did note that on the report, nothing in red, which is good. There are a few at the top end of needing attentions, so that I think I'll ask the clerk for a comment.
It's just to state that the deputy clerk will be bringing a comparative report from how much it's moved from last time, because we don't have any reds. We'll be looking at how much the risk has moved on since last time, so that we can make a call as to what needs doing and what doesn't. But that will come. These came in a bit too late for that to come to this meeting.
But I think looking at both of the reports, and this is at item C as well, looking at both reports, we are relatively healthy here, but there are some that are kicking up quite close. Mm-hmm. There might be some jobs that can be done by the wardens.
Clare Crescent.
And the more. There's replacement of bolts, but there are certain jobs that might have to go back to contractors.
Yeah.
So obviously, say we wait to the clerk to give us an update on that, because if there's been no movement in a year, then the risk is low.
Well, with Clear Crescent, it's been noted that they want safety mats under the swings, so the swing seats from places are getting quite old and beginning to crack. It's a few bits. I mean, them safety mats have been on the cars for long. I've taken measurements loads of times, but nothing happens. Not until someone grabs their leg, and then everybody can jump up and down. But I'll just do my job and report it, that's it. But, we do report it every time, and they are sort of knackered, basically. And they're placing. And the bark underneath the big spinning chair thing in the corner. I mean, that's bare as bare can be there, and there's no bark in there at all. And that's when, so I don't know what's...
Never seems to last very long.
No, it doesn't, but I mean, is it got to be there? I mean, we filled up probably 2 years ago. It's just so within 12 months it's been kicked and that, but it's down to the bare. And any further down, we go down to the net, because it's sort of like a net underneath that stuff. But like just saying that, really. There was one time last year we were talking about putting some other safety mat or something underneath it. Although it does cover quite a big area for what's there. Mm-hmm. So, just keep an eye on it and try and maintain it if anything sticks up or
whatever. Well, fortunately we haven't got any reds, so we haven't got anything that needs immediate action. But I think there are a few things creeping close to it now. But as the clerk said, we'll wait till we get the comparison report. Then we can make decisions on how we want to progress this.
Yeah.
Whether it's get a contractor in to reduce some of it. But there are some minor, again, I believe that the clerk discussed with the assistant clerk, there are some minor jobs that could be done, bolt tightening and things like that in a few places, but and things like that. So, unless there's anything else you want to make at this stage?
No, at this stage, no.
Okay, thank you. Right, item D, to receive any other updates on village maintenance matters. Is there anything, Clark or Steve? Councillor Alexander?
I just had a memory jog. I mentioned the thought of considering getting a shredder for the wardens.
I did mention it to the wardens, and I think they would like to hire one rather than have one.
Okay.
As required, so next time we do a big job like that, I think it would be a higher job rather than a purchase, just because of the
We stored it for one thing, because Air Store One there is getting quite sort of full up of all sorts of other junk.
Can't you move your kettle out?
Sorry?
Can't you move your kettle out?
Can't use your kettle, mate. Can't use one, not allowed. But it would be ideal, but we never know when we use it. But we need a shredder, that's the trouble.
I think that makes sense. The amount of times it does get used.
Are they expected to hire? Have you looked into it?
No, hire's quite costly, especially because we do tend to do jobs in chunks. You hire it for a week or two and it not be used yet.
Just remember, we can't plug it in.
Unplug the kettle.
I was thinking about going in your garage and plug it in there.
Moving on. Right, to receive any other updates and any other actions under village maintenance. Anything else? Right, moving on then. MA 018-2627, Melbourne Community Hub, to receive any updates and consider any actions. Is there anything that you wish to raise in the hub? Thank you. Okay, moving on. MA 019-2627, Pavilion New Rec Matters. Item A, to review the report from Shelford Heating following an annual service and consider proposals for works of the pavilion heating system. Now this is something that needs to be considered, but with potential actions as a result of the assets we've got, I think this might go on the back burner for a little while. It's not urgent at this stage, but it's... Sorry, I'll pass
the mic. No, that's right. I bring it to the committee just because the Shelford took the opportunity to share with me some concerns about the longevity of the heating at the pavilion. Not issues now, they're happy with it now. They were looking at going forward. We have two heat pumps out the back which are on gravel when they should be on a fixed solid surface. So that's why some of our issues come up, because of unleveling and things like that. But he just wanted to offer us opportunities to extend the life of the system if we wanted to. I also spoke to him about the installation of some wireless or kind of electronic control systems, because we struggle a lot with people opening the door and putting the heating on permanently or the hot water on permanently, and I'd like to find a way to control that. So if we could have it wirelessly so we can do it and turn it off when they've gone out or something like that. So there's a option in here to add some system controls, which I think we could consider now, because it wouldn't affect anything. He needs to pull out the costs for me on that one. The other works is he feels that we should look at replacing them in the next sort of 3 to 5 years, but we also need to consider if we're going to develop them at all, if we're going to do something differently, if we're going to put solar panels on. There's all sorts of kind of things we need to take into consideration. So we have this in our back pocket as things that we know will need doing quite soon. We can use that as part of the evidence going forward.
So you're actually asking him to pull out the control panel costs?
I am asking.
Which is something you think we could install now?
I do think so, just because we are struggling with users and the control of the system, because although the doors kept locked, they're only normal locks, and people open the door, and we've had it so the heating's been on 24 hours. Like, just they put it on permanently and walk away, and 2 weeks later it's still on 24 hours. So if we had a way of controlling that through a dashboard or through Wi-Fi or something, or it would be really beneficial.
Would they still be able to fiddle with it? It's just that you'd be able to override it, or would it be something that they wouldn't be able to fiddle with?
One of the systems they were looking at, they'd have no access to it at all, and it'd all be through an app on somebody's phone, so the warden's or our phone or something.
So that the panel that's currently there would be removed?
It would be there, it'd just be useless, it wouldn't do anything. Stay there as a control, like a
big disconnected link,
what's it called, a link, data link or something. Mm. But or we could look at having something on there that we can just get a flag up that hey, up, somebody's turned the heating
on
to run it on. So I'd like him to come back with those costs separately, but the other costs are to be thought about going forward. We need to think about
it. Thank you for that. Moving on to
thinking in terms of stabilising the outside air source heat pumps, would that be something that should be done over the summer rather than leaving it to the back end? And I wouldn't have thought creating something stable for them to stand on would be hugely expensive.
They'd all have to be disconnected and removed and then replaced.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, if you've got vibration or whatever that be shortening the life of these things, a sort of preventative maintenance, possibly not such a daft thing to consider.
I think it'd be worth going back and asking him to break down the cost of the separate bit so we could piecemeal it, because there's also some cladding of the pipes, which if we did before winter again would be beneficial, and it might be mean that we can just keep the cost down a bit. But
Did you ask us to do that as a...
Yeah, of course.
Because the next time you come back to the next meeting and make a decision, and we can make a decision then. Councillor Kimmerer.
Have we spoken to Superloop about ground source heat pump in there, or is it too far away from where they're likely to be?
Well, this is what I wanted to...
Stave off, so that we...
This is part of the reason. I wanted to see how long we could keep this system going for, so that we could be in a position where we can approach them and say, here's somewhere, here's a community building you can heat for us. If you're going to do little hands and the swimming pool, and if it's all that way, come this way. So this investment seemed excessive, but there are things I think we should be doing to
Controls is, they can probably move forward.
Yeah, they would, yeah.
Probably just pay for themselves within the season.
They will, if it's this year to do it.
Makes sense.
Yes.
So we'll get the breakdown and we'll bring that back to the next maintenance committee meeting. Any other answer questions on that? Right. Moving on to item B, to note new flame to complete fire extinguisher servicing at the pavilion at the cost of £55.25 plus VAT. That's just a note.
It's very reasonable.
It is.
Absolutely.
That's under the office costs. Moving on to item C, to consider purchase and installation of appropriate ground anchors for memorial bench on the new wreck at a cost of £83.22. Because we now apparently own this. This has come under our... It's been donated, but it now is ours. One question on that. Has someone tried to bend the arm?
It's gone.
Unfortunately,
it's broken. Disappeared.
Was smashed.
Moved on, since then.
We had to take the bolts out because they were sticking up, so we removed the bolts, but there's no sign of the arm. Well, in fact, it's broken anyway. So.
Does the whole bench need replacing?
So I don't know if it's jumping up and down, I have no idea, but the other one's intact, but we can't find it. Well, because it's freestanding, you see, that's the trouble. And when the people who donated it put it there, didn't really put any sufficient bolts in it to hold it down. As the ones we use for massive great things, you won't get them out of the ground. So really it's up to them to pay for it.
Is that repairable, do you think?
What, the arm? Yeah. If you can get an arm to match it, we can fit one. But, we haven't
got... have the arm.
It depends where they got it from. We didn't buy it, they bought it, didn't they? The family, I presume.
I don't know, I think Sophie may have arranged the purchase of it, so I think we could, because this has moved on since the agenda, so this was this weekend it moved again and the arm was broken. The widow has contacted us and just said she doesn't have the ability to do anything about it, which is absolutely fine. And I told her then that I'd brought it to council about the ground anchors because I thought that may solve an issue. But now we have a broken bench and no ground anchors, so I'd like to look at replacing the arm for them as well, just because it's an act of vandalism, it's not something else. And the ground anchors do help. The other benches around the field haven't suffered as badly, have they?
I mean, you know, do they need arms? Really? Some of the benches haven't got arms.
As long as it's safe at the moment. As long as
it's safe. I mean, yeah, we've took the bolts out, it was held in place, and we took them off to make it safe. But
so you can take the other end off as well?
Well, you can leave one on or one off, I don't know.
It's not going to make any difference.
You can either see if we replace it, or if you want us to take it off, we'll take it off.
That's the right.
Did it have anything to do with the Dynamo's club at all, or was it just donated by the widow?
So it was I think it was a group thing where the Dynamo's contributed, the whole team's contributed to this bench, and it was there in honour of a referee.
So I wondered whether they might have, like, to have a say in. I mean, I know it's ours now. Or
it is, that's
our responsibility.
Our policy is that once they're donated, they become our policy and we look after the maintenance and safety of them. The unfortunate thing was they weren't specified the ground anchors, so they just put in very weak ground anchors. So part of this is, are we bringing back the policy stating that we tell them what ground anchors they need to put in?
Well, that seems the most sensible solution then, really, to anchor it, make it safe and anchor it.
Yeah.
And take off that.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so you actually want to vote on this one, don't you? So the proposal is that we restore it to where it should be put in and put the appropriate anchors in. Can leave the one arm on there, and maybe we can do some investigations to whether we can identify where it was purchased from and see if we can get a replacement for the other end. Okay, so can I propose it, please? That's Councillor Kilmurray, secondly Councillor Barnes. All those in favour? That's carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to go back to the lady who just said that we will establish it and we'll try and find another arm for it. Okay. Thank you.
And if she could tell us where she got it, it was purchased.
It was bought by Sophie,
I think so. Oh,
really?
Yes,
I'm
going to look back and
just
see.
Just
look
back through
our previous.
Okay, moving on.
It'll be obsolete, they won't make that model anymore.
About a year old.
It's not that old.
It's a couple of years.
Yeah. Sophie got it. It must be a couple of years.
It's 23, yeah.
Time flies when you're enjoying yourself. You just don't realise, do you?
With all the kit you've got in the shop.
I didn't know you'd ever enjoyed yourself.
Can you knock us up another arm?
You could use yours if
thank you.
Shall we move on?
To item D, to receive any other updates and consider any actions on the pavilion. Is there anything else? Right, moving on, MA020, legal hands matters. Item A, to receive any updates or consider any actions. Is there anything?
Just a slight update that Little Hands are looking into replacing fencing around the back. Yeah, but they contacted us to see if we minded. No, and whether they were responsible for it or we were, and they are, so they're going to look into that and keep us posted how that goes.
Okay, I don't think there's anything else. We're just waiting about the installing of a rail on the other front, which is the only thing that's outstanding. Has the roof inspection been done by?
I believe it's booked in for any time now.
Right, on that note, thank you everybody. MA021-2627. The date of the next meeting will be the 17th of June. Thank you for attending. And thank you for your time serving on this committee. And welcome to this committee.